My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we start the move from international football back to the domestic stuff. Leah Labada is out for around 4 months, according to Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers. Rangers will be first up when it all starts back with what's become a huge trip to St Johnstone, and Scotland's women's internationals withdraw their legal claim against the Scottish FA. I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
Yep, big games round the corner once again, and all the players would have reported back to their club by now and back in training. And for Michael Beale, it's a crucial time. He's got his full squad back with him at the training ground. They'll be working on a few things before his afternoon trip to St Johnstone. Celtic at home to Dundee. Brendan Rodgers, with that news that Leah Labada is out for up to 4 months, that may give others who haven't seen much game time an opportunity, and plenty of good games around the country to look forward to this weekend, Gordon.
Yeah, it's back to the bread and butter at the weekend. Looking forward to it. A lot of good games there. Obviously, as Mark's touched on, the early one, St Johnstone Rangers. Michael Beale needs to get a result there. And then you look down that fixture list, and two managers under a little bit of pressure as early on in the season, Hearts and Aberdeen. I'm looking forward to the weekend's football.
Come on then, 01419511025. There is no denying it. International breaks have become better. They've got better over the years because Scotland are actually doing things now and getting close to major qualification. But even still, I know there's that section of you out there that just long for the domestic football to return. Well, now you've got your wish. We've been talking all about Scotland and England and Cyprus and the Euros and all the permutations. If you've been sitting patiently waiting to get a discussion going about domestic football, now is your chance. Don't let it pass you by. 01419511025. Give us a call right now and get the ball rolling. Celtic fans, in terms of news today, I wonder what you make of that development about Leah Labada, talking 4 or 5 months out injured, probably the calendar year over for him. How big a blow is that? Who's the main contender to take his place? Are Celtic in any way light in those areas, or does the numbers suggest that there are plenty of backup options? Give us all your thoughts, please, on 01419511025. Rangers fans, you'll be first up, I guess, when the games do return in the Premiership, so why not get your early thoughts over to us? How important do you hope this break has been? What do you hope Rangers have brushed up on over the break? What are you hoping to see when things kick off again? 01419511025. And anything else at all, like I say, it is a bit of a clean slate. We're relying on you to help flip the switch back to domestic football, but you need to give us a call. 01419511025, or Twitter at Clyde SSB, in the company of Gordon DL and Mark Wilson. And I must admit, for anyone watching in the live stream, I'm actually really struggling to concentrate. I can see the light reflecting in my eye. What is that piece of silverware around your neck, Mark Wilson?
That's the whole thing. It's just something I found.
Right, honestly,
it's just something I found in the house there. It's just another winner's medal.
Oh, look, they can't camera. Even get on it.
Yeah, you want to zoom in there.
Chocolate. Let us see that.
For those listening at home, Gordon, it's a Masters Champions medal. Imagine that. You don't see many of those in this studio. But have you got one of those?
The heat will make that Masters run. Look at the state of that.
There you go.
Is it as high quality as the carpet that it was played on?
Well, by the way,
listen, they must have spent all the budget on this meadow. It's pretty heavy. I've got a few meadows to compare it to. You've got one.
Few.
You've only got one to compare it to. But listen, nice piece of work.
Yeah. I tell you what.
You want to wear it? You want
the
to
designer
have
must have had some job worrying about trying to get it over some people's necks that were that big.
Names. Who are you calling?
Oh, you know who.
How would you critique Mark's performance? Because
terrible, absolutely. And I'm not
seriously
kidding.
The guy, he ran his heart out. He's a master champion. He's got the medal round his neck to show for
don't
it.
Don't think that was the compliment I wanted.
I've said repeatedly on this show, right? And I'm not having a go. I'm not, because well done. You've
this
got
sounds
one.
Like it's going
spoiler,
to be having a go.
He's about to have a go. Okay.
You get a plastic medal thing around your neck. You can't be proud of that, who you're playing against.
It's real. Right. What do you mean, who I'm playing against?
Yeah.
You, like Kenny Miller.
You adjusted.
Derek Riordan.
You adjusted to
Colin
the
Carman.
You adjusted to the car. You must have been old school with your old mum and dad with the carpet.
I was playing the living room all week in the lead up.
Exactly, the carpet.
So telling me auntie ruffle it up a bit.
Give your honest assessment of his performance. Don't try and
honestly, right? And no, I'm not. He did try hard. He ran. What a scene, right? He ran about. He's like a bee in a house. You hear him, you see him, but it doesn't really do anything. It's just looking for a window.
That's definitely offensive.
That's not a compliment. It just wants out. Every time he gets a ball, he never scored a goal. It's six.
I'm a defender.
He's never scored a goal.
I was put in there with Kelvin Wilson, the Wilson brothers to shut up shop. And we did that.
I could see the similarities, actually. But did it not
both look after ourselves?
Did you not see that natural ability that he had in his playing career coming to the
look,
fore?
Look, well, the difference is I enjoyed.
Thanks, Gordon.
Chris Commons, obviously, yeah, he's put on a couple of pounds, and the football players do that, right? They might eat one or two bits of toast more, but he's never been the fittest.
He's not having a go at my teammates.
This is coming back to you.
I loved watching Chris Commons. He brought something to it. Goals, imagination, passes. Then you've got him just running about. He never contributed anything for me. Honestly. And I've said this throughout his career. I went back and I watched his career with Dundee United, right? Joey Average, midfield player, couldn't play there, wasn't good enough, get put to full back. Went to Celtic, couldn't play right back, wasn't good enough, get put to left back. Eventually got the number 12 shirt.
Are you going to let this roll on? this is an absolute attack. I don't know what to say to this. I was expecting this maybe to come back to something good.
And then he turns up.
It's getting worse.
He turns up at the Masters. And he's drank about 10 litres of water the week prior, right? He came in here with his big water.
He was looking slim.
He was. And he eventually...
it's a bad day when that's my only compliment I've got. By the way, we're 10 minutes into the show and that's the first nice thing either of you have said. At least I was there.
Exactly.
Did you get an invite to any of your previous teams?
I'm a bit older now.
You could have been there managing.
Not at all. When you've got legends.
Listen,
like
you're not a big enough name. He's not a big enough
name. Listen, you weren't a big enough name to go on the Legends bus down to Liverpool, and there's some people on there never even played.
That's still
with
a sore
Celtic.
Point. Anyway. But I've got a Masters medal, so who needs a Liverpool game?
We'll get back to this praise of Mark Wilson later on in the show. 01419511025. That is.
Can I get off my heat?
That is the number that Mark and Irvin. Can you be quiet?
Sorry, I'm just chatting about my medal.
That is the number that Mark and Irvin has done.
Oh, he's broken it! Sorry, Gordon! He's broken my medal!
Do you want a bit of tin?
Enough. Mark, I'm so sorry about these two children. Take it away. Right. What's your point tonight?
Evening panel, congrats on your medal, Mark.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Just to say, like, the defence Celtic's going into Europe with the news concerning. The Dutch champions just coming up, and we've got one out and out left back in Greg Taylor. Bernabe not chosen. I don't know if he's fit, but he wasn't chosen. Navrocki out. Carter Vickers not fully fit at all. And Alistair Johnson, who's just really come into kicking a ball again with 3-4 games. Just want to get your opinion on like the defence Celtic's got coming up against the big boys of Europe, basically.
It's going to be tough. You know, Mark, I can see where you're going with this. Burnaby left out of the squad for the Champions League, which suggests to me it's Scales in it, I take it.
Mm-hmm.
It suggests to me what I was saying a couple of weeks ago, that Scales could have played his way into a kind of hybrid left back, centre back, wherever he is needed. I think when everybody's fully fit, he's not going to play centre back. I think Nat Phillips will come in there. Lager Bielka might keep his place. But as time goes on, Scales might be the backup left back. But as
does
thin,
that surprise you?
But of course it surprises me. You know, Scales' performance at Ibrox I thought was top class, especially after with all the stick he was getting, and everybody didn't expect a lot from him, and he proved a lot wrong, myself included, that he dealt with that occasion. But it surprises me then that, well, Brendan Rodgers had a look at Burnaby. I've never been Burnaby's biggest fan. Daz was the opposite. Daz saw something in him. I didn't. And Brendan Rodgers is in a position now where he's left between a rock and a hard place. I think he sees Scales as a more solid out and out defender, which would be more reliable in games where you're coming under serious pressure than Burnaby.
What does it say for your man? You've been a big advocate of his. Burnaby doesn't even make the Champions League squad, and if this is the reason, they've opted for someone who has never played left back for Celtic under Brendan Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a bit worrying for him. I thought he was coming on to a good game for Celtic, and then all of a sudden he comes on in the Rangers game, and he looked well off the pace. He looked like he was jogging through the game. I hate to say this about footballers, he looked a bit disinterested at times for me, and I think Brendan Rodgers has basically decided, well, I'm going to go with someone like Scales. As Mark White rightly points out, he's got that option that he can play that left centre back like he played at Ibrox. He can play left back. He's natural, he's comfortable there as well. So I think after the disappointing cameo performance at Ibrox for Burnaby, I'm not surprised, Gordon, that he's been left out.
Let's hear a bit from Brendan Rodgers whilst you're on the line, Mark, because he's confirmed Leila Bada's set to miss up to 4 months. He's picked up a thigh injury whilst doing extra shooting practice after training.
He's gone to London today for a scan, but we think it's going to be around about 3 to 4 months. He picked up at the end of training in a shooting exercise, so it's a real shame for us because he's done well over pre-season, and as you can see, he's started in a lot of the games since I've been here. So so we're really disappointed, but it's a squad game for us, so we will have other players to come in. Signed a new deal and seemed happy, and of course I was looking forward to continue his development because he still has obviously lots of areas that he can improve on. But yeah, it's a shame. It's a learning for him, and he'll work hard and hopefully get back, and then we'll use him for the second part of the season.
How big a blow is it, Mark?
I don't want to use the word catastrophic because it's a bit strong in a word, but it's massive losing Leo Labada. I mean, he goes under the radar a lot of games, but his goal contributions and his assists speak for themselves. And he's a starter for us, you know what I mean? He's a starter for us, so that's me an unsettled 11 getting into the start of the Champions League. But it'll be interesting to see what this boy Palmer can do. I mean, he's a good highlight reel on the YouTube and that, and you see his goal record for the last team he was at is quite outstanding. So it gives other boys a chance, but it's also a disruptive. It's disruptive. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Let's bring in Kevin, who's also a Celtic fan. What's your take on it, Kevin, when you heard that news today? Kevin, can you hear us? Sounds like he's there somewhere.
Come on, Kev.
To my untrained ear. Right, we've made him disappear for a second. We'll try and get him back. But yeah, that was that news today. Just to recap in case anyone did miss it. Brendan Rodgers confirming Leila Bada out for round about 4 months. Kevin's keeping us in suspense. You two can give us your opinion first while we get him back.
It's a sore one for Celtic. I think Brendan Rodgers highlights it there, that Abada was firmly in his plans. Abada always provides something, you know, whether it's a goal, whether it's an assist, he's always there. He started the season pretty well, So it's a big loss. And I think for any manager out there, how frustrating is it when it's done the shooting drill after training? You know, we all like seeing players doing a bit extra, but things like that really get under manager's skins. So it's a big blow, but it gives others an opportunity. Palma, Tilio's back in training as well. You wonder if we'll see more of them.
It's a sore one, not for just Celtic, but it's a sore one for the lad. He was starting to make that outside right position his own, Gordon. He is a big player for Celtic. He signed a new contract, as Brendan Rodgers quite rightly pointed out. He seemed to be in the happy camp. And unfortunately for the boy, he tried to do a little bit of extra. It's backfired. And he's now on the sidelines for 4 months. That's a long, long time out for any young player.
I'll tell you what, why don't we give Kevin a bit of a time to get back in touch. So I can see him phoning in just now. I was going to go to the break and get him on after. Now he's phoning back. This is the beauty of live radio. You're thinking on your feet. What do we do? Do we take him now? Do we wait and cut him?
Quite a break.
Nah, he's here. Better not cut him down in his prime. Kevin, have you got us this time?
I've got you here.
Good man. What are you thinking about this injury news?
A little bit of it.
Yes.
Oh wow.
It's in the Clyde Tunnel. That always breaks off there.
This better be worth waiting for. I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll speak to Kevin after the.
My name's Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
The voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Dalziel are here, and after the big build up, the suspense, the nation is waiting with bated breath to find out what Kevin from Motherwell thinks about Lee Labada's injury. Kevin, don't let us down.
God, don't put me under pressure. First of all, congratulations to Mark Wilson, champion. Well done, mate. Now, some things never change, Mark.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm used to it. Thank you.
Ah, you're used to it, mate. That's what happens to the best right back Scotland's ever produced.
Oh, my word.
I'll even admit that's a bit far, but
Kevin,
thanks
anyway. When we spoke to you last, you sounded like you were having signal problems because you were driving.
No, it was just the signal round here. Rubbish, mate.
Right, because so I was going to say, obviously, we wouldn't condone drinking under the influence, do you know what I mean? It's like, but just to
keep
just
up the good work,
to
Kevin.
Put that out there. What about Lee Labada?
I actually had said, listen, it's obviously really bad news. Lee Labada's the boy before me, he was talking on about Lee Labada's goals and goal contributions, but he's not really set the heather on fire recently. He is a really important player, don't get me wrong, but I think this is a big chance for Yang. So I'm actually. One man's misery is another man's gain. So I think this is a massive opportunity for Yang, because I think Palma, listen to Brendan Rodgers, it's probably 50-50 that Palma's even going to be in the squad for Saturday. So, and Yang has actually been really impressive since he's, for the wee bit snippets that I've seen him play for us. So I think it's a big chance for him. We do have plenty of cover out wide. So you would much rather have him, and he is a starter, but it's a big chance for Yang, so we're quite excited to see what he can do for the starters. It's a chance for him to grab it, I think.
I like Yang. I'm the same as Kevin. What I've seen of Yang so far, he looks impressive, he looks fearless, he looks everything you'd really want from a winger, that when he gets the ball, he drives at defenders, he's got a wee trick in his locker as well, and bags of pace. So Kevin's right, you know, Abada, good player. He was in Brendan Rodgers' plans, but with him out, you know, we were chatting about how many wingers were coming through the door at Celtic. Now's the time to utilise them.
So it's an opportunity for the young man. I didn't know about Palmer being 50-50. I thought it might have just been a straight swap with Palmer getting in there, but Kevin might be right. Yang's been there, he's performed a few times, and he's caught the eye.
I have no problem with people finding the silver lining, Gordon, and you always hear that, you know, the door then opens for someone else. But ultimately, Leo Labada clearly is one of the first choice wide options for Brendan Rodgers. He is now not available. So yes, for Yang, it's great. And for fans who want to see more of Yang, it's great. In an overall squad game scenario, it must go down as a blow.
Oh, it's a big blow, of course it is. Because if Celtic were playing the most important game tomorrow, Abada would be in, certainly. I said earlier, I think that he's made that wide number seven, as I call it, in the right wing, his own.
Just specifically you that calls it that?
I think so, yeah.
Right, okay.
Because modern day football, they call it different things. So I think, listen, Kevin's right. Sometimes he's a hit or a miss, Abada, but he can create, he can score, he's got good pace, he's lively. I like Abada. He's a bit, you get frustrated with him at times. But Kevin's right in one thing tonight, just one. It does give the opportunity to other players. And you just wonder, the player that's sitting there waiting to take up that mantle, take up that challenge, it's up to him now. He's got 4 months, or Brendan Rodgers has got plenty of options there he can rotate as well. And he's got the experience of James Forrest.
There is no doubt Celtic have backup, if you're talking numbers, Mark Wilson.
Yep.
Yang, Palma, Maeda would be the main three. Yeah. We've not seen Marco Tilio yet.
He's back
signed.
In training, I think.
And then once you even go beyond that, you would get to James Forrest, Mikey Johnson, and Rocco Vatta, whatever his situation is. So the numbers undeniably are there. Is the depth and quality there as well for you?
Well, that remains to be seen, because we're yet to see Palma, we've yet to see Tilio. Yang, we saw glimpses. I thought against St John's, Yang was probably the standout. He gets taken off, doesn't he? And even when he comes on against Aberdeen, he looked good. So he might have the quality, but he needs a prolonged period of playing in the first team, starts to build his confidence. You know what you're getting with James Forrest. Somebody will give his all for the club, but maybe not as explosive as he once was, but he'll still do a job for you. And then the further you go down, Mikey Johnson, he's been injured a lot, and you know he may struggle with that, but the boy's got talent. But Abada is the first choice. Maeda on the other side, probably the first choice. It's up to those that have been waiting in the wings to take their chance when they get it. That's what being at a big club like Celtic's all about. You know, you sit around an awful long time for your chance, and when you get it, you've got to grab it. Yang, Palma, I guess those two will be, you know, not delighted that one of their teammates are injured, but just glad that they may get an opportunity this weekend.
Are you expecting Celtic to kick on from that win before the break? Kevin, you know, if it is people coming back from injury, Rio Hitati, Cameron Carter-Vickers is not as far away, obviously. Are you expecting any of the... what's the word, any of the negativity that was about before the Rangers game, are you expecting that to all sort of fade away?
I don't know if it'll all completely fade away, because there is that section of Celtic fans that have still got a beaner bonnet about Brendan Rodgers, but I think it was a great result at Ibrox. We no defence, no fans, we still came away with the win. But we do need a good victory on Saturday, because we can't have another St Johnston. As I said to your producer, Rangers, especially Michael Beale, are under heavy duty pressure this weekend. They need to win and win well. And if they don't, then you know Rangers could be without a manager before Celtic even kick off at 3 o'clock. So we need a good result, because it would be good to make some changes ahead of going into Holland. It would be good to have the result tied up by half time, you know what I mean?
Yeah. What are you two children laughing at? Because I don't actually think it was anything Kevin said. I think you've just spotted something on the telly.
It's on the bottom of the screen. One of the comments for somebody.
Is it the one that says Spence the Cutter? Can I get a shout out for my Doug?
No, it's go back to radio. That's his nose. It's turning my stomach.
I don't know, fuck my nose. There's another one come up. I had to have a chuckle. Wilson's got more dinners than Dales at Todd. Or more medals than Dales at Todd. You get some entertainment on these things.
You do realise that the
that's the best. That's
you
the
do
best
realise
one
that the producers have to choose to put those comments up there. So they've done you in.
Seriously?
Yeah, they're not sure. As if we could possibly let random comments come up on the live
stream. Is that wee Chris in?
I don't know which one of them it is.
Oh, that's amazing.
See if I anyway. Get one more
sorry, Kevin, we weren't laughing at you.
Kevin actually makes some really good points as well in the midst of all that, Mark. Rangers will be without a manager by the time Celtic kick off at 3 o'clock if it doesn't go their way. I mean, my goodness, talk about being back to domestic football with a bang.
Well, you know, over at the Rangers situation with Michael Beale, there was a lot of rumours, wasn't there? There was a lot of, you know, stuff in social media. You were kind of checking, is it true? Is something going to come out? But listen, business as usual. Michael Beale is still there. He's still in the dugout. He's got a job to do. He would have been working hard with the players that remained at the club, Norway and international duty. But he needs a result. Now, if he can get a performance to go alongside the result, then perfect. It's what every manager wants. But first and foremost, he needs 3 points. And you only have to go back a couple of weeks to see how hard St Johnson made it for Celtic. Celtic were well below par, of course, but look, you've got to give St Johnson credit on that day. But you've got to fancy Rangers. You know, even underperforming Rangers, you've got to fancy them away at McDermott Park.
You're right, the Twitter sphere was in overdrive last weekend, wasn't it? Rumours about Michael Beale, texts flying around. I decided to use the international break wisely. Went away with the family, went for an overnight, won't say where because I don't want to give away the rest of the story. Couldn't check into the room in time, so decided to go to the wee play park with my daughter across the way. And who's pushing his child on the swings but Michael Beale, right in amongst all these texts I'm getting. It was my,
looking did at you pull the microphone out?
Yeah. I'm just thinking, I'm just analysing them. I was just analysing his swing technique, going, do you look like a guy that's just been sacked?
You would think that Travel Lodge would let you in a bit earlier, would you know?
You think, but the conclusion you'd have to come to,
listen,
is no.
Never mind away relaxing, he'll need to get a result at the weekend, there's no doubt. He came in for a lot of criticism. It's died down now. The jury will be out at Perth. I'm with Mark. I think if they go up there and play and get the right team, right tactics, then I think they'll win the game easily.
Rangers fans, you can get your calls in on that because we'll move on very soon, I suspect. Let's hear a bit more from Brendan Rodgers on other injuries. He's given a bit of an update. Rio Hitati back fit. Cameron Carter-Vickers expected to return at the start of October.
The guys that obviously been out for a little longer term, obviously Rio Hitati will be back, which is great news for us. He's trained, and just with some of these guys now, it's just about when to put them in because some of them haven't played for a period of time. It's just finding the right game and the right moments and the right amount of game time so that they're not overloaded. So, but great to have him back. Like we say, Marco Tellio has been back now training, but has missed all of pre-season, so we're just waiting for the right moments again for him. So Cameron Carter-Vickers is doing very well, hopefully on schedule to be back beginning of October. Mike Naroki is obviously a little bit longer. Kobayashi back now training and as well. So yes, just starting to get players back now, which is good.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. You should always learn not to speak when the mic's about to go back on. Because again, I was just reading some comments that have come in about you two, which are interesting because
somebody's
following you around. David McFarlane says, Gordon, ask Mark Wilson if he's still on his diet or does having a mac and cheese at 10:30 a.m. last weekend not count? It obviously gave him the energy to win the Masters.
Hey, honestly, I said to Leanne, it was her, she got it, and I said, you can't be eating mac and cheese at 10:30.
I agree. That's outrageous.
I know. But I took a spoonful. I was at Steps Food Market, it's brilliant, and I had a spoonful, so guilty.
Just goes to show you can't do anything.
It's been busted, but it wasn't me.
Yeah. Anyway, more pressingly, hearing from Brendan Rodgers, they are talking about Rio Hitati back fit after this break. How big a boost is that if you take with one hand on Leo Labada?
Massive. Absolutely massive. He'll be a big player for him, especially with the Champions League games coming up. Get him back fit. I think another one is obviously, you know, you look at that defence, he'll be wanting one or two back as quick as they possibly can, getting in to these important games, especially with Abada now being out for that 4 month spell. But Hatate in the middle of the park, he's, we all know, talent, tremendous player. Turnbull's come in there. I think Turnbull's done very, very well. In fact, Turnbull was picked in the home game, I can't, was over Hatate. He was
Ross County, first game,
4-2. And I thought Turnbull was absolutely excellent. Yeah. But you're always, as a manager, you want your best players back and available, and Hatate comes into that category.
Robbie's a Celtic fan. How big a blow is that Lia Labada news, Robbie?
Yeah, I'd like to make, thanks for letting me on, I'd like to make 2 points, one on Lia Labada and one on Scotland. I think the thing that really bothers me about Labada being out is away from home in Europe. Obviously, there's a domestic games as well, but I think that that's the critical point and where it's going to hit us the most, is when Celtic are going to be, they could be up, or they could, you know, winning and having to sit back and defend. They could just be pushed in by the top teams like Lazio and Atletico Madrid and Feyenoord. And I think just his pace on the break, is, you know, that's going to be missed, and I think it's going to be even more missed. Obviously, you've got guys like McGregor, if he was out, obviously Carter Vickers is going to be, they're the big, big players who understand that, that they really hurt the team when they're out. But I just think Lia Labada, for a front man, on the break, he would be crucial in the Champions League, absolutely crucial. What do you think, guys?
Well, he's got all the attributes to be crucial, and he plays more often than not, so I would lend you to think that Ange Postecoglou firstly thought that way, and Brendan Rodgers. So there's no doubt he's a loss. Attributes, his pace, he can maybe tidy things up in the final third when he gets in there in terms of delivery, but his numbers are still good in terms of assists and goals. Goals is a big thing for me with Abada, for a wide one so young. I mean, scored on his debut and continued all that season and really followed it up from then. So Celtic lose out in that. But who knows what these other players can produce? That is the beauty of it. I mean, they've been scouted and brought into the club for a reason, and presumably that reason would be to displace Abada at some point, or Maeda at some point, or at least challenge him. And now they've got the opportunity. So, look, Brendan Rodgers just needs to get on with it. As a blow, Abada's numbers have always been good. As a fullback, if he was playing in front of me, I would quite like it as well, because he works back. Maybe that's where Yang and Palma and Telio will have to prove themselves, because Abada works incredibly difficult in a defensive point of view.
Sorry, Robbie, I didn't realise how close we were getting to the break, so quickly make your Scotland point if you can.
Yeah, I'd just like to make the point about Ben Doak. I think stylistically, I understand that this comparison is, you know, for quality is worlds apart, but stylistically, he's very much like Kylian Mbappe. That's who he reminds me of, and just for style, I don't know, as I say, everybody listening, don't get carried away. I'm not saying he's as good as Kylian Mbappe, but I think stylistically, that's who he's very similar to, and I can't wait to see him develop. I think he's going to be in the Scotland squad when we get to the Euros next year.
I was excited to hear what that name was. You know, was it going to be Mark Wilson? Was it going to be Kylian Mbappe? Somewhere in between. So Robbie's aimed high, but he did say he's just talking about style. If he's half as good, don't think we'll complain.
Oh yeah. Listen, the lad's got some future ahead of him. Obviously Klopp at Liverpool thinks a lot about him. Steve Clark's just keeping an eye on him. I think Steve Clark's doing the right thing. He'll bring him in when the timing's right for him. Clark's a very experienced manager, head coach, whatever you want to call him. So he'll know how to introduce Doak into the Scotland squad, but guaranteed the boy has got to be an international footballer.
Thank you, Robbie. What's on your mind tonight then out there? 01419511025. What about you, Rangers fans? You will be first up in the Premiership at the weekend. What do you hope has improved over that international break? What do you hope is different? What are you expecting when it returns? How do you feel about Michael Beale? He has had quite a couple of weeks. I noticed even today, stories down south about Graham Potter rejecting an approach from Rangers, all that sort of stuff. So I wonder what your reaction is to that, because you must have one way or the other. So if you give us a call right now, please, and we'll try and get you on after I tell you about this. Make me a winner. Right, I don't know what's going on, but I don't think anyone wants to win this money this week. We've had four rollovers. Just answer the phone within 5 minutes and say, make me a winner. I mean, seriously, it's now up to 70 grand tomorrow when we make the call, but you need to be in the draw. So text yes to 61025. The texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter at Clyde1.com. Online entries cost £2 as well, or call 0330 880 4523, and the call's charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the rules for this network competition are online. So to recap, this is the important bit. If you get the call from us after 3pm tomorrow, Friday the 15th, answer within five rings, say make me a winner straight away to win £70,000. Entries since Maria won last Friday have rolled over. And a reminder, it's text yes to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Diel are here on 0141 951 1025, on Twitter at Clyde SSB. Mark Wilson brought his masters. It's broken already.
Jesus.
He brought his master's medal in tonight.
Yeah,
for everyone to see. Looks just wonderful, doesn't it?
It's nice.
And with very that nice in mind, the Curious Creatures has sent you some poetry.
He says, I bet you I'm involved in this.
Yes, he says, Daz seems pretty jealous of the mushroom's shiny gong. He's pointed out his failings all the times he got it wrong. He would have watched the final, but his plans he had to shelve because his favourite TV programmes all begin at 5 to 12.
Curious, have all you begin been, with a 9.
Have you been looking in his window? Seriously. Anyway, right, let's bring in Jim, who's a Rangers fan. What's been on your mind over this international break, Jim? Because when you get into it on a bad result, you're kind of left to stew over it, aren't you, for a couple of weeks?
It is. It's just when Michael Beale came in, he promised the Rangers fans fast-flowing, expansive football. When does this start? Because we're still seeing the same tippy-tappy, side-to-side, back-forward, and then we can't break teams down, then the beam breaks away and scores a goal against us, and we can't respond.
I'm not saying it's good, because clearly a lot of Rangers fans aren't liking what they're seeing, but it's still different from what Giovanni van Bronckhorst did, is it not? Remember, he used to get accused a lot of the kind of horseshoe and working it around that way. I don't know if Michael Beale does that, but at the same time, you would sort of respect Jim's take that whatever it is, he's not necessarily enjoying it so far.
I agree with Jim. I do. I've said it for months now, watching Rangers. I always said that Michael Beale had to get to the summer, let him get his own players in. Obviously, there was a big turnaround with good experienced players going out the door, and he brought in his new players. I don't see the patterns. When he came in at first, everyone was talking, and I keep going back to it because I've heard Andy Halliday, who's worked under him, so I'm taking Andy's word for it, about how wonderful a coach he is. But I don't see that in the pitch, and I think there's a lot of Rangers supporters in the same camp. They were looking for something a little bit different. You look at Postecoglou, and I hate going back to that, but when he came in, all of a sudden he changed one or two things, inverted fullbacks, played with sort of a style, a very quick style, got the ball boys on the ball right away to throw it to the players, fast football, get up teams, and they were brilliant to watch. And I think that's what the Rangers fans were expecting from Michael Beale, something different. And I'm totally with Jim. I've not seen it yet. It may come, but so far, I've not seen it.
I have to agree. I mean, I get the Rangers fans' frustrations because, you know, even within the formation, I think he's changed that as well. I think when he was recruiting, he had one thing in mind, and then nearing the end of the window, he thought, I've got a lack of pace in this side and a lack of width, and we're heavily dependent on Tavernier and Barisic to supply that with. So then he brings back Matondo. It's almost admitting that it was a mistake. But even when he had his style, I thought he tried to get the ball or he's kind of two number 10s, if you like, closer to the front men, nice and narrow, you know, short, sharp passing. It's very hard to deal with if you're a defender. Didn't he look particularly clever as well? It didn't look slick. You know, it came off sometimes, but not all the time. And it's just not working. It's just not good to watch. And when you pair it with poor results, then of course you're going to get a whole section of the Rangers support unhappy.
and asking where this change is. And I keep coming back to it, it's back in last December when Michael Beale came in. And you could say it wasn't his team then. Managers always say that, wait till he gets his own players in. But Michael Beale's a coach, a head coach. His job, whether you like it or not, is to get results, but do it in a certain style. And I don't think we ever saw that from December to the end of the season, and then from the start of the season to now.
Are you not holding out much hope, Jim, that, you know, this is what some of the international break's been spent on, and it's a couple of weeks down the line, and people have gelled and all that sort of stuff? Sorry?
I think he's three points away from getting the sack. Because if you compare his record with Van Bronckhorst's record, he's failed.
Is he?
I don't think he can afford to lose a game on Saturday. I think he needs a win. I don't know if he needs a very good performance on top of it, but the one thing he certainly needs is the 3 points. I think they'll get it. I'm no doubt in that, but they'll have to play. If he do go to Perth at the weekend and lose, I think what the game finishes, what, about back of two or something? I think when we opened up the phone lines, Gordon, Saturday, had been inundated with Rangers supporters calling for his head.
Yeah, I mean, it would be closer to half two with the VAR delays these days. But
see, if you look at the big moments, the big games that he's been involved in, and compare that to Van Bronckhorst, the big games. Van Bronckhorst got some of the big games right. You look at the qualification for the Champions League, the playoff, he got right. And you can, you know, go through the season and the previous season. He had successes in there. Beale with the big games. I can only remember one, you might correct me, at Celtic at the end of the season. Now, the league's gone by then. Is it as big as it could have been? Of course not. But the Rangers fans still took some crumbs of comfort from that because they thought that's what's to come. But apart from that, he had another big test, two big tests 2 weeks ago, Champions League and Celtic, and failed them both. So those big games tend to stick in people's minds.
He might conceivably go and win a League Cup fairly soon, but Jim is suggesting it, you know, might not even get to that stage. I mean, seems like it's been a strange break, because you're right, you always need to take Twitter rumour, I think, with a pinch of salt, because if you look hard enough, you'll find people saying quite literally anything on there. But it did seem to pick up quite a bit of pace. It seemed to snowball a bit. And then I referenced it earlier, there's an article in the Mail and other places as recently as today online saying that Graham Potter has turned down a return to management at Rangers after he was reportedly approached to take over from under fire manager Michael Beale, who's still the Rangers manager. Yeah. Rangers don't have a vacancy. So I'm always in. Once that stuff starts going on round about you, Gordon,
yeah, no smoke without fire, they say. Look, I'm not going to point the finger at anyone, but if Rangers were doing that behind the manager's back, then I think that's a bit naughty, Gordon. I really do. I don't think that's the way to conduct your business. But I'm not saying they are, because you know what, like, Twitter is, you know what, like, rumours are. We've heard it all before, whether Graham Potter has been approached or not. All I will say is Michael Beale, like everyone else knows, is the Rangers manager just now. It's still firmly in his hands, but he's got to turn the supporters round. It's not guys like us sitting in these studios that are having a go at Michael Beale. It's the Rangers supporters. They're not happy. They're not happy with results. They're not happy with what they're seeing. They're not happy with the signings. And all of a sudden, that mounts the pressure on to the manager. So the manager has got to win round the supporters by getting good performances and winning football games. And that starts at Perth.
Do you pay any attention to those Graham Potter stories, Jim?
Not really. But I just... I think Michael Beale was offered the job when we beat Aberdeen 4-1 at Ibrox last season. Why was Michael Beale at Ibrox for that game?
Well, I think that was said by some people at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought it was odd when he was there, when a manager was under pressure and Rangers, you know, ironically put in one of their best performances of the season that day. But it was a bit strange how things worked out. And, you know, those stories about Potter, slightly different when you read it on Twitter. You're right, Gordon, to point that out, that you take it with a pinch of salt, and anybody can make that. When it's coming from credible journalists, then you tend to think, like Daz says, there's no smoke without fire. It's an interesting one, that, to come out. And then for Rangers to clarify that was nonsense and feel that they had to take that position, then it's an odd one. But
it's been quite the break, and we can maybe elaborate on this more, but this really didn't get discussed on this show because it was the night that Scotland played Cyprus. But that day, if you remember last Friday, there was then a story came out from the Rangers board talking about how they had backed Michael Beale with a multi-million pound net spend, when multiple times recently Michael Beale had spoke about them pretty much breaking even between the players that left and the players that came in. And Twitter that day was awash with Rangers fans going, what is happening here? Because it seems like publicly the two kind of main power sections within the club are kind of disagreeing and contradicting each other. But again, it was international break. Didn't get to ask Michael Beale about it last week. Didn't really get to hear his thoughts. Wonder if he will be asked about that tomorrow.
Well, if there's, it'll be interesting to hear his answer. That always, the alarm bells ring for me when I see these quotes come out, that a manager's going in one direction and the board's going in another, and they're both trying to score points and get their points out there to the supporters, who will probably pick a side and saying, yeah, the board did back Michael Beale, but inside Michael Beale saying, well, hold on a minute, I get rid of so many players, freed up such money. So it'll be interesting to see how this develops.
Thank you, Jim. What about you other Rangers fans out there? What are you hoping for this weekend? Is it at that sort of critical stage that Jim mentions? There are those Graham Potter stories doing the rounds. Are you reading much into them? Give us a call right now and we'll try and get you on after we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. And you know we love stats on this show. Mark Wilson has now lost 4 consecutive matches at Beat the Pundit.
You better get that medal back.
Ridiculous.
Not a good time, but I feel more confident. I've got my piece of silverware with me. Yeah, I'm going to hold it if I'm selected.
Good luck, Charm.
Get me through.
Ludicrous form from Mark Wilson. If you want to try and take advantage, it's 0141 951 1025, and the lines close at 7.
Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson's here, Gordon DL is alongside him, and the one thing they've got in common, not much, but the one thing is that they're both waiting for you to get in touch. So don't let them down, please. I couldn't possibly have that ruining my evening. It's 0141 951 1025. Just before the break, we had a Rangers fan on, not happy with the style of play, hoping for more after the international break, believing it's like crunch time for Michael Beale, you know, must win this game at the weekend. So I wonder how you feel, Rangers fans. Do you agree with what you heard there? Saw stories about Graham Potter being linked with the Rangers job recently as well today. So I wonder what you read into all that stuff. If you could call us right now, that would be perfect timing. And we'll get to you after we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. So I'm looking forward to this. Mark Wilson has lost 4 in a row, which is abysmal.
Poor runner.
Awful. Shocking form.
Yeah.
From Mark Wilson,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm keeping the Thursday night flag flying.
How's your form actually?
I've won the last 3.
Have you?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, go and look it out.
That's fine. Well, we'll find out. Tonight's contestant is Andrew and Govan. How's it going, Andrew?
Hi, I'm all right.
Good man. Most people haven't played before when they come on. Are you in that category?
Well, aye.
Oh, doesn't seem sure.
Well, if you say so.
It wasn't a trick question. Have you played before?
No, but I've been listening, so I have, and it's quite tricky.
That's the difference. Oh. Right, he's not played, but he has listened before.
Right.
Which I'm glad about. Imagine someone just phoning in with no idea how this went.
Where am I?
Heads, it will
make
be.
Make me a winner.
Heads, it will be Mark Wilson. Tails, it will be Gordon DL. You're off the hook tonight, Wilson. It's tails.
Yes. Come on, Andrew.
Right, here's what we do, Andrew. Is it 30 seconds? Answer as many questions as you can and pass if you don't know the answer. All right, I'm going to give Gordon some greatest hits radio to listen to.
What are you? Just listen to the music.
Exactly. That's
strange. I need to take my headphones
right
up.
Give Gordon something else to listen to. Let's get Andrew's time ready. Andrew, it's 30 seconds. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good man, your time starts now. Before Angus Gunn, who was the last goalkeeper to play for Scotland men's team?
Gordon.
How many players are you allowed in a Europa League squad?
Is it 18?
Name the two brothers who play for Aberdeen and Livingston.
Robert.
Robson.
Who was Celtic's last number seven before Luis Palma? Tommy Wright, Derek McInnes and Steve Lomas have all managed which club? Tommy Wright, Derek McInnes and Steve Lomas. Okay, right, let's bring him back. Gordon, are you ready?
Yeah.
Same set of questions.
Okay.
Don't be nervous now, okay?
Go.
Your time starts now. Before Angus Gunn, who was the last goalkeeper to play for Scotland men's team?
Marshall.
How many players are you allowed in a Europa League squad?
21.
Name the two brothers who play for Aberdeen and Livingston.
Chinny.
Who was the last Celtic number seven before Luis Palma?
Pass.
Tommy Wright, Derek McInnes and Steve Lomas have all managed which
club? St. Johnson.
Who's the only player in the Rangers squad with a cap for England?
Conor Goldson. No idea.
That was hopeless. Andrew, how do you think it went?
Rubbish.
Did Andrew not play well?
Before Angus Gunn. You need to listen to them, that's the key. Before Angus Gunn, who was the last goalkeeper to play for Scotland men's team? Craig Gordon.
Oh, Craig Gordon. That went Marshall, didn't it? Sorry.
Did, against Turkey. Remember that game? That friendly? Fairly forgettable. Yeah. McGinn's goal was brilliant, but by the way, we lost anyway. Right, 1-0 to Andrew. None of you got that 25 players are allowed in a Europa League squad. The Shinny brothers play for Aberdeen and Livy. Gordon equalises. Celtic's last number seven, Mark?
Jackimakis.
I'll tell you what. I bet Andrew didn't get that.
He did not. None of you got it right. What about the next one? Tommy Wright, Derek McInnes and Steve Lomas have all managed which club? It is St Johnstone. Gordon goes 2-1 in front. The only player in the Rangers squad with a cap for England?
Thingley, goalie. Butland.
Jack Butland.
Oh, did he get that?
He did not, which means you went 2-1.
Bad standard.
That is poor.
Unlucky Andrew Hadlines.
I know Andrew.
He said that like he was in suspense. He got one right, Andy.
It was Tommy
Wright
and Jackimakis. I was like, it's happened,
man. That's the beauty of it. Thank you very much. Thank you very much to Andrew in Govan. 2-1's a rotten victory.
Do you know what? It's not pretty. It's not.
It's like them at the Masters the other night.
It's not pretty, but once again, it's another victory. There's no ball leaving this studio tonight.
What did you make of Marvin Bartley the other night? He said he was accusing your team of cheating, basically. Mm. You shouldn't have had Gary Hooper. He says he's practically a current
pro. It was only one guy that was cheating. It was Marvin. He says he got a hold of me, right? So
no, but he means like, you know, from an administrative perspective, you shouldn't have been allowed Gary Hooper. He's practically a current pro.
He's retired. He might come out with a statement,
so
like
he's
Charlie.
Not retired.
Hold on a minute. Graham Dorn's
played 60 minutes.
Or it's not called junior anymore.
No, that day. Playing. No. Hooper's without club, unattached.
Okay.
And it's not your fault that he's kept himself in shape.
Obviously, we were calling him the Brayhead bully last night, Marvin, because he was bashing everybody into the boards all night long, causing injuries all over the place. And you want to take issue with him.
Marvin, I hope you're watching. Marv, where's the camera?
Right on the tattoo.
Right in the bicep. Look at that.
A wee bruise.
A wee bruise. And I've got one on the other side as well, from where he grabbed me. Come on, cameraman. Like, that doesn't look that. Jesus! Who's controlling that thing? Right, so either side. So he made a beeline directly for me. I mean, the ball goes out wide. He's in the centre circle. I'm defending my 18-yard box. He clocks me, makes eye contact, then runs for me and pins me. No intention of getting the ball, and he grabs me.
He said last night he doesn't like having the ball. That's not his game.
He doesn't like getting the ball.
He stays away for the build up.
Why is it a dodge him? He's there to play football.
That could be one of the funniest lines he's ever delivered on this show.
Is he a dodge him? Well, listen, I got bashed a good few times from him. So I'll see you next year, Marv. I'm going to spend a year in the gym waiting for him.
That shows you how bad Hibs actually got to the final. They were dreadful.
I thought they were alright.
Oh, dreadful.
Holt was good.
By the way, I found out, was he a wrestler?
Yeah.
Was he?
He was a wrestler. And he got to the final in the last Ivan Sproul, the fastest guy in the world when he was playing, but he's still trying to run people.
I thought Ivan Sproul still looked quite sharp. No?
Well, the carpet slowed him down a bit when he tripped air it.
Slow anyone down, wouldn't it? 01419511025 or Twitter at Clyde SSB. Let's bring in George in Bathgate. How's it going, George?
How's it doing, boys? All right?
Yeah, good. What's your thoughts tonight?
And before I actually say anything, Gordon, I understand that getting beat off my biggest rivals and getting beat 5-1 in the Champions League, that's enough to get anybody doing. I'm not talking about the final here, I'm talking about my fellow Rangers fans. That's enough to get anybody doing, and it's all doom and gloom and things like that. But for me personally, I think we'd need to just dust ourselves down now on Saturday, Gordon, go again and start the season for then. I mean, I think some of the things you've been saying about Michael Beale and that, it's a bit out of order. He's still a Rangers manager, and as long as he is a Rangers manager, I'll back him all the way. People are just calling for his seed and things like that. That's not, I don't think that's the way to go. I think the Rangers just need to go on Saturday, dust themselves down, get a good result. And I can see us going on a run now, Gordon, because me personally, going to Ross County is quite a hard place. And again, we've got points at Kilmarnock, it's another hard place to go. We've got, I think it's two away games next 8 or 9 or something. I think we're all at home most of the time. So I would like to see us going on a bit of a run and racking up some goals and getting confidence into these players.
Has this criticism been over the top?
Sometimes criticism is, it goes a little bit too far. I'm in the camp that I'm not crying for Michael Beale's job, but where I am, I'm in the camp with a lot of Rangers supporters saying he needs to improve. Some of his summer signings need to step up. They've been poor.
Right, I'm fascinated by this because I don't think you're alone. I'm not going too hard on you personally, right? But you don't think he should lose his job, but you do if he loses to St Johnson.
I think Van Poor will get his job. I think Van Poor.
Try to sort of sidestep that.
No. I think.
You see what I mean? Well, you know, what I'm asking nowadays is can it be that, maybe fickle's the wrong word, but can it be that delicate? You're here, it's Thursday night, and you're saying, I don't think we should be calling for Michael Beale to lose his job.
Mm-hmm.
But you think he will if he loses on Saturday. So he must be close then. Do you know what I mean?
I think the Van Poor will force Rangers to show their hand. I really do. I think if Michael Beale lost on Saturday, this phone-in will blow up, right? And people will cry. And you know what like it is now? Clubs do respond to fan pressure. There's no doubt about that. And I think that would be enough to push him over the edge.
Where I would agree, it definitely dictates the mood. You know, I don't think I would sit here tonight and say to you, George, could Michael Beale survive a bad result on Saturday? I don't think I would ask you that without all the sort of fan discussion that you mentioned. So would he survive a poor result at the weekend?
I 100% agree with what Gordon just said there. I think he's going to be back into the board and things like that in the background, Gordon. But if we were to drop points up in Perth on Saturday, get beaten Saturday, I don't think there'll be any way back for him because of the fanfare. I think the social media and things like that, I think it'd be too bad for him to come back for it. And that's actually my point, Gordon. I think that we can kick on now. I really believe we can actually kick on now. Because people are saying this one's no good, that one's no good. I think we're bringing in some good players. It's taking players time to gel. And I keep on going back to people saying, oh, it's different. But when Ange came into Celtic, I think they dropped points against Aberdeen, Hearts and Livingston. Got put out of 2 European Cups in the qualifiers and only won a treble that year.
George, you said brought in good players, right? I would take Butland out of the equation here, right? I think Butland's been a terrific signing. But in the summer signings, who would you say has hit the ground running for Michael Beale Rangers?
Well, Dessers is set up, I think he set up 5 or 6 goals, Gordon. I had it written down the other night and I kind of find it. And I think Dessers actually came on a bit again for us. I think he needs somebody playing alongside him. If that's got to be Diallo, that's got to be him. But he needs somebody to back him up. I don't think he's a fluffy goal scorer, but he's a good striker, so I think that's what we need to do. I think all along, Michael Beale was about to go with a 3-5-2, and it never worked out because never got to a certain half. So he's going to have to get his formation bang on starting for Saturday and start the season for there.
But it's interesting stuff, George, and it's going to be an interesting few days if that discussion is accurate. What about Tony, who's also a Rangers fan? What's your take on all this, Tony?
How are you doing tonight, guys? All right?
Yeah, good. You?
Yeah, not too bad. No, I was just thinking, if Rangers manage to get past St Johnston on Saturday and then lose at home to Betis, is the pressure still on Beale because they beat St Johnston? Because let's be honest, everybody expects Celtic to beat Dundee, so you're still going to be 4 points behind. So if we beat St Johnston and then lose to Betis, I'd say the pressure's even higher than what it is.
All right, I see what he means. What do you think?
Not sure if it'll be higher, but the pressure, you know, comes on your shoulders again with every loss. It doesn't matter if it's a European game or it's a midweek league game.
It's got to.
Disappointment
is always always in the context of your expectation, isn't it?
I think the Rangers fans expect to win home European games,
and it's not like it wouldn't go down as like this embarrassing result if you can't beat Betis.
I'm not saying embarrassment, but when you're at Celtic and Rangers, we've been there. When you don't win at home, it doesn't matter. Listen, Gordon, I played against AC Milan at home. I always remember it. We drew 0-0 and we got absolutely battered.
Aye, we're rotten that.
But that's just the expectations, and Michael Beale will be aware of that. And, you know, Tony's got a point. You have to take one step at a time, and Michael Beale will be telling his staff and his team that probably, that, you know, just get through St Johnson and we can build for there after a positive result. But what I mean is, if you get a positive result and you take another step back and it's the defeat, the players are feeling down again, you have to get them up again for the weekend game, then it does become a problem. And fans will phone in and say it wasn't good enough. It's not Bayern Munich. It's not, you know, one of the top teams around the world, Barcelona, that's coming. It's Betis, who will be a very good team. But Rangers fans expect. And Michael Beale knew that when he took the job. He knew it would be an European competition. And Rangers fans are comparing Beale on European nights to what went before. Not so long ago, only a couple of years ago. So they will be disappointed if they don't beat Betis.
Oh yeah, I think he'll get criticism of that, there's no doubt. I think for Michael Beale this year, as much as Europe is very important to clubs like Rangers and Celtic, of course it is, I'm not denying that, I think the bread and butter for him this season is the big one. I think we bring all those players in, I think he's got to be looking to challenge Celtic for his title and be up there and probably go and win it. I think if that happens, then he's got a lot of breathing space, but that's got to be difficult because already they're the chasing pack. But yes, they will be. And Mark quite rightly says, when you're a manager of Rangers or Celtic, or you're a player, you're expected, doesn't matter who comes to your home ground, you're expected to win games. You come under pressure. It's been like that since even I was there as a young lad. So if he loses to Betis, of course he'll come in for stick, but I think if he keeps winning his league games, yep, I'll get him through.
What do you think, Tony?
I'm just at wit's end about, to be honest. Like, your last call I was saying about Dessers coming on, I don't know what he's watching, because I think he's an absolute dumpling. He doesn't offer anything at all. And if you listen to Beale, he says that he wants to focus on the domestic stuff. Well, why not sign the best players that's in your domestic league? Why are we going and signing all these players that haven't scored 5 goals in 3 years and all the rest of it, when you've got strikers like Shankland or Nisbet or other homegrown players? When you're saying you want to focus on the domestic league and we're that far behind Celtic, we're already 4 points behind them, why are you going and signing all these players?
I think one thing that seems certain in the eyes of all the Rangers fans, because they can disagree, of course, on how critical Michael Beale's situation is, but those players who have been signed, who weren't away on international duty, the Dessers and Lammers, etc., unless I missed something, they really need to hope that the international break did them wonders in some way, whether it was a rest, a reset, extra training, whatever it was. A few of them could do with a real quick start to when we get up and running again.
It's always interesting when you come back at how that break affects, you know, the people away in international duty. If results go your way, they maybe come back a bit buoyed and in a good form, others a bit down. But the players that are left behind, it's a delicate situation Michael Beale found himself in, because what do you do? You know, you just lost against Celtic. Do you send them on holiday for a few days to go away and just get it out of their mind? Or do you bring them in? The fans want to see extra training. That's what the fans genuinely think makes a difference. But football management doesn't work that way. There's different ways to get the best results out of your team. And I don't actually know what Michael Beale chose. I saw some players, you know, going to the airport, but it could have been for a day or two. But whatever route he went down, he needs them to perform for him on Saturday.
Thanks very much, Tony. Nice to hear from you on 01419511025. Call right now. We'll try and get you on next.
taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Okay, it's time for Mark Wilson and Gordon DL to put their considerable individual football brains together to make like one super football brain.
Not very big, that super football brain.
We were okay yesterday. Brilliant,
the quiz. Oh, the quiz, aye.
Oh, the Cash for Kids Golf Day. How was it? I missed it. I had to obviously leave and come back and, you know, host the show. But no, I missed the afters.
Well, we actually, we lost. I mean, funny enough, we lost with 2 points, and it was a 2 point question about you.
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
Now, it was that ridiculous that it couldn't have been true. But we hear it was true.
Can we say, or can we put the question out there?
I don't know what it was. Crack on.
Right. Well, the question.
Oh, I think I know what's coming here, actually. Yeah, yeah.
Cat Harvey,
your colleague, hosted the quiz.
Gordon Duncan, host of Super Scoreboard, right, and other things, can hula hoop for 45 minutes. Now, I put my hand up and said, I don't think that's true. And if it is, I will walk from Turnberry to Glasgow.
I think the wording is problematic because I almost certainly could not do that. Absolutely
right, so
not do that.
The answer's nay.
But it, when I was young, I once did that when I was like
for 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So
it's like
somebody,
a charity thing.
Somebody gives you a hula hoop. On you go, son. We'll time you. You get a 45 minutes.
Yeah. Well, 45 minutes non-stop. Without it dropping.
Do you go right to left or left to right?
Anti-clockwise.
Shows the technique.
As I said, this was a long time ago.
Do you get
you must still have the technique.
I gave her a couple of alternative facts that she could use as true or false. I actually thought that was the least sort of engaging one. I thought she would bin it.
How old did you?
That's amazing.
How old were you?
45 minutes in a hula hoop.
I was a kid, like proper young.
I don't care if that's a kid, an adult, an Olympian. 45 minutes on a hula hoop.
Not a problem.
It's not a problem. How long do you think you can hula hoop for?
I don't even think I could.
John, we got any hula hoops in the back?
Yeah. I would have good rhythm.
Right, I think we move on. The question tonight. Let's get the question set up, shall we?
The full-time teaser with Sliding Wardrobe Solutions East Kilbride. Tackle your customers' spaces with made-to-measure wardrobes.
Right, your question is sent in by Jamie Downs tonight, so thank you to Jamie for sending it in. Can you name 7 players who've got a Champions League winner's medal this century and have also played in Scotland at some point in their career? So you've got 7 players who've won the champion, got a Champions League winner's medal this century and have played in Scotland at some point in their career. Give me one each to kick us off. It's not quite the silence I had in mind, if I'm being perfectly honest.
Is Larson one?
Larson is one. Well done.
Well done. Well done,
Mark,
Daz.
Any that spring to mind?
Not at the minute. Not at the minute, should there be?
You tell me.
Arsene was a good one.
Van Dijk.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, right, okay, aye. We get Andy Robertson.
There we go. Right, we'll leave it there because you're almost halfway there. So we're looking for, don't answer any more just now.
No, I don't know anymore.
We've got 3 players. We're looking for 7 in total who've got a Champions League winner's medal this century and have played in Scotland at some point in their career. So we'll do that. Hopefully between now and the end of the show. Thanks again to Jamie for sending it in. Much appreciated. You can get in touch with the show on Twitter as well, as always. MJH10 says, my wife has photographic evidence of Marvin Bartley pinching Mark Wilson, if you want to put a claim in.
Hi, send that over. What's that adverts on G4 claims?
Lots of other claiming providers are available. For sure.
Why you should get photographic evidence of that?
I don't know.
Send it in, please.
What else has she got?
She just must have been at the Masters and just decided to snap.
Is she taking a picture of me or Marvin?
I'd guess Marvin. No offence.
I'm not too sure, but I think you were number two in the queue.
Anyway, right. That
get
is
Larry Wilson.
I'm that feeling is, good about myself after spending the last 2 hours with you.
I told you I thought you were looking slim, and I thought you.
But that was a couple of weeks ago. You've
thought if they No. At the Masters, I thought you looked slim, and I thought if they had the GPS on, I think you covered more distance than any other player. What are you shaking your
you
head?
You certainly
at?
Did that. No. I would say that
because we all played with players like that who, you know, were just busy and just ran a bit.
You're a good teammate.
Thanks. That's not a good compliment.
You covered the carpet. We'll
I
say
did.
That.
I yeah. covered every blade. Every blade on that.
Every fibre of carpet and every bit of spray glue that they tried to stick it back down with.
You must have tried. Why did you not spray it and then just get the players to do rollies all the way down? It never come back up.
It was quite something. But anyway, we will move on. Let's bring in Stuart, who's a Motherwell fan on the line, which is always good. Stuart, take it away.
Yes. I'm not happy with all you punters and pundits on the radio. Every time Rangers and Celtic is mentioned, they say Rangers are 4 points behind Celtic, 4 points behind Celtic. Who's joint top of the league? I've never heard them say Rangers are 4 points behind one of them.
It's a good point, Stuart.
And a possibility that if we follow Motherwell's way at the weekend, we could be sitting top of the league at the weekend.
Exactly.
I would like a wee bit of praise for my own team. Instead of saying 4 points behind Celtic, we're sitting joint top of the league on 10 points with Celtic. I've never heard that saying, oh, Rangers are 4 points behind Motherwell.
Exactly. I mean, listen, Blair Spittle could be an answer on the teaser next year if Motherwell go and qualify for the Champions League. Come on.
Sure, it's every right.
You of all people, come on, your local team.
But all I'll say is, as much as Motherwell are brilliant just now, and they have been,
you think Rangers will finish above them come the end of the season?
Yeah, that's where my problem is with
this. I think that's where it comes from, Stuart, doesn't it?
I think over a long term, it's going to be Celtic, Rangers, Rangers, Celtic.
Time. We play Rangers in a couple of weeks' time.
At Ibrox, yeah.
We'll find out then who's above them then.
Stuart, I'll tell you what, you'll have every chance. Motherwell are playing very well just now.
Yeah.
You know, deservedly up there in the top of the league. Hopefully they'll stay there, but it's a long, long season. And as I say, you're right, there'll be a big test when they go to Ibrox, but they'll go there with plenty of confidence. They've got a real good game this weekend against St Mirren. Decent team, old manager. A little bit of spice there as well. Looking forward to that one.
Yeah, I think that was Stuart Kettlewell's first game in charge, wasn't it? Against St Mirren at Fir Park, unless I'm out by one. But Mark, that's a great fixture when you look at the form of the two sides before the break.
Well, it isn't. It's kind of like Motherwell and Kelly a couple of weeks ago. Kelly took the lead, and you're thinking, well, that, you know, Kelly's the team to watch, and then Motherwell just spring into action, and it's, I think it's going to be similar come Saturday. Terrific fixture, two teams that have set up well. I mean, usually you say about the teams, oh, they've really recruited well and they've built a good squad, but I still think there's improvements in both. But Motherwell, when you look at their start to season and when you look at them beating Kelly, but going away to Tynecastle and getting a result there, and actually the goal they scored, how well constructed it is, you can see they're a very well coached team, and Stuart Kettlewell has to take all the credit for that.
Liam Kelly pulled out of the Scotland squad with a back issue during the break, so I guess it'll be a nervous wait to see if he makes it. Paul McGinnam, is the suspension kick in now? It probably does. Forgive me if I've got that wrong. Sent off at Tynecastle, Gordon. So Joe Efford let go by the club, though.
Yeah, seen that
free,
today.
Free up a bit of money for Stuart Kettlewell. He's done an unbelievable job, but he is up against a guy who did an unbelievable job at Motherwell and is now doing it.
Yeah, I think there'll be a magnificent crowd at Fir Park at the weekend, Gordon. I think the excitement round about the town, obviously I live there, talk to a lot of Motherwell supporters, they're really pleased with what they're seeing, the way the team are playing, the brand of football they're playing as well. Look, I think everybody was talking, the big question mark this season was going to be, how will they fare without Van Veen? The amount of goals he brought to Motherwell was incredible, especially last season. But they've just picked up, and Mark quite rightly says, I thought last weekend their goal, Slattery against Hearts, was great, absolutely brilliant.
How long can they keep it up this for? Keep this up for then, Stuart?
Yeah, I think they can go. I'm expecting us to go, you know, at least to Christmas. I think we'll be there or thereabouts, and I fancy European football this season.
I love that, because listen, that's you know how I'd feel about that, and the confidence. I must be one of these guys that almost that fears the worst all the time. I like it when someone's positive.
You like to go on the European trips, don't you?
Been a few, yeah.
Yeah, where's your favourite?
Don't
favorite?
Tend to last too long, I must admit.
Where was your favourite?
Greece.
Athens, Panathinaikos, Olympic Stadium, that was not bad. I think the next week, that was Champions League qualifier, then the very next week, Levante in Valencia, which is a beautiful city as well. That was quite a good wee time. Odense, Denmark. I liked that. That was good.
There you go.
It's a fortune there.
The first one I went to was Nancy. Remember that?
No,
never mind then. I think Marc Antoine Fortuny, I think, played.
Was he?
There you go.
Right, okay.
And as good as it got was that Graham Smith saved a penalty, and Motherwell fans cheered it as if it was like one of the
small wins.
Anyway, thank you very much to Stuart. And by the way, here's one for you then. You and Stuart, the Scotland under 21s have just confirmed their next two matches at Fir Park. And I think we're off this weekend, are we not? It'll be international break the Friday the 13th of October. Scotland against Hungary at Fir Park. Surely you go along and you get on the Ben Doak hype train.
I'd like to go and see
all aboard. Yeah, let's go to that.
Yeah.
Get a seniors ticket for the Ben Doak hype train.
Mm-hmm.
I'll still get in for a half, no problem.
Mm-hmm. One and a half.
And if you really, you'll miss it on the Tuesday because you'll be in here. They then play Malta again on the Tuesday at Fir Park.
He'll be in the full squad.
Oh, they've used him as the poster boy, quite literally, to advertise tickets.
Photoshop that because
in the very next squad though.
Or, I think he might be close.
Do you think Steve Clarke will wait until qualification is secure?
I think he might be close. I think he's that good a player, or he looks that good a player at the minute. Then why wouldn't we use him? I was listening to Sid and Marvin last night, chatting about him as well, saying that just that out and out pace that you yourself speaking about, we lack probably a dribbler in our side. Sometimes you need that, even though Steve Clarke's got.
Does he need to change
system,
your formation?
Well, who knows, if the game's not going your way and you're getting into the last 10-15 minutes and you need a spark, something to happen, he turns in and he sees the normal group that are there and he sees Ben Doak. Would you not be tempted to throw the young man on when he's playing in the Premier League in England?
Just as an aside, I also wonder if in time Ben Doak actually becomes a striker or someone that you can kind of play right up there anyway. Did it for the 21s the other night, kind of up there himself. This notion that he's an out and out winger and Scotland don't play with him, if he's as good as people expect him to be, that's not going to hold him back, is it? We're not going to not pick this unbelievable talent because it's slightly out of touch with our system.
I think it'll be timing. I think Steve Clarke obviously monitor this very closely. I sort of disagree with Mark. I don't think he will be in the next squad. I think he will be playing at Fir Park. And I look forward to that because I'm certainly going to go to that game the Friday night. But he's certainly one going forward is going to be a big, big player for us.
Because that could be a weird international break, because that's the one that depending on the way things go, that could be the one that Scotland qualify before even playing at all.
Away to Spain, is it?
Right, no. So well, Scotland are going to play... In the friendly I'm talking about that we play against France the 17th of October.
Okay.
But before that, I think it's one or maybe even 2 days before that, Norway play Spain.
Right.
So
what do we need to happen?
Well, if Spain were to beat Norway, that could be Scotland qualified a couple of days before they even take the
And that's all that
pitch.
Needs to happen?
Well, yeah. And for that window, anyway.
News, eh?
Quite happy with that.
I'm buzzing with that. Well, they scored seven last week, didn't they? Away to Georgia. So you'd got to fancy Spain, that one.
Yeah.
I'd like to get those hotel rooms booked in Germany. Where are we staying?
Oh, you're away. You're climbing mountains.
By the way, obviously we can take care of that ourselves and beat Spain or get something against Spain on the 12th of October, a couple of days before. But I was floating the idea that maybe Spain will get their own back this time. Maybe we won't win that one.
Seems like a different... Spain that we'll be facing. We always looked at this one, thought it'd be the hardest one away from home, and it's going to prove to be but terrific position. If that result comes through for us, then who cares about going away to Spain? By the way, it'd be the ideal time then to add somebody like Ben Doak to your squad and build him up for actually taking him to the Euros, because I think we'll need players like him if we do get to the group stages there.
Yeah, well, what about Elliot Anderson?
Apparently
he won't play for Scotland now. He's gone back to England because he didn't like the training.
That's outrageous. I've never heard anything like that. Well, last week we were on the show and you asked, is there anything in that? And I sat here and says, oh no, he's obviously injured, because he's first call up. Who would have the bottle or the ego to do that? It amazes me if that story's true, that he didn't like the training, so he just went after a couple of days. I'm away back down the road. You like that? I knew you'd like that.
That's good. That's a bit of arrogance, isn't it? You know, I don't like the train. I'm good. Off. I'm getting back home.
But it's different if you're turning up to my breaking training, you know, and he doesn't like He's turning up with Steve Clark, Andy Robertson, John McGinn, McTominay, top class players, Gilmore,
Tierney.
You know what I mean? And he's saying, I didn't like the training.
Well, maybe he didn't.
Just being honest.
Yeah.
How he likes England training then.
Yeah.
If he gets called up.
I know.
Anyway, right,
okay.
I'll come back when you get the sack.
How is the teaser looking? We're looking for seven players who've got a Champions League winner's medal this century, and they've played in Scotland at some point in their career. So you've already given me Henrik Larsson, Andy Robertson, and Virgil van Dijk. That's three. I'll take one more guess each.
Oh no, I'm struggling.
Tommy Gravesen get one at Madrid? No. This is difficult, eh?
I thought you'd scoosh this, you two. I told producer John that you'd scoosh this.
No, we're struggling here.
He obviously knows how daft you are.
The goalie in there. Must be a goalie.
Why must
there There's always a goalie.
Because it's going to be a reserve goalie. No?
Well, anyway, we'll wait and see. We'll get the rest of the answers.
Butlin.
Next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Right, let's get back to this full-time teaser, and I think we're going to speak to hopefully Stevie in just a second as well. The full-time teaser tonight, and thanks again to Jamie for sending it in. It's the seven players who've got a Champions League winner's medal this century, and they've played in Scotland at some point in their career. Thanks again to the good folks at Sliding Wardrobe Solutions, East Kilbride, for helping us out with the question as well. You can check out their trade counter, get down to Colville Road, have a look, see what they've got on offer. Right, given before the break, you gave me what? Henrik Larsson, Andy Robertson, Virgil van Dijk?
Yep.
Van Bronckhorst must be one.
Giovanni van Bronckhorst is one. Same team as Henrik Larsson.
Oh, well done, Daz. Boy, it played for Porto and Hearts.
Wow, it's the hardest one on the list by a mile.
What's his
if
name?
It's the one I'm thinking Bruno of.
I don't know, there's always a Bruno, isn't
there? See, the problem is, don't know his name. Does it begin with
that's an issue.
P?
No. Sneaky as well, because that's why we've worded this so specifically, because you're right. I don't mind telling you you're right, but he didn't get off the bench. He was an unnamed sub in the final. He still have got a medal. That's why we worded it
and
that way.
And he played with Hearts?
Yes.
We're never getting his name. So
Pedro.
Give me the start of his name. Because I was
start
quite close.
Start of his first name?
Yeah, I just give me his first name.
Ed is the start of his first name.
Ed. It's a lot can go after Ed.
And the start of his second name, Jan.
Ed Jan.
Jankauskas.
Edgaris Jankauskas.
Yes, well done.
Really
you.
Well done.
I'm happy with that.
Yep, two to get. We'll get them before the end of the show. Let's bring in Stevie in Haghill. How is it going, Stevie?
Hi, all right, sir.
Good. What's on your mind?
It's like Mark and most Celtic supporters, I need to turn my radio off because it's behind a bit.
Good idea.
But, I say, Mark and the rest of it, there's a few pundits that are basically saying that the league was over by the time Rangers played Celtic in the last game of the season. But I remember them saying that if Celtic win the Ibrox, they can go on for this massive points record.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became a nothing game after Rangers beat them at Ibrox. I just wanted to see what Mark was wanting to say about that. And I think that Rangers were a stronger team at the end of the season last season, with Michael Beale finishing 2 points closer than when they took the team over. And I think he's weakened the team this season as well.
Listen, Stevie, you're spot on. I did say that. And I just said it was a nothing game just about an hour ago. But in the bigger picture, it was a nothing game. At the time, Celtic needed something to play for, and they had things in their sight. But when it boils down to it, it didn't really matter. If they lost the game, there was no detrimental effect on them losing that game at Ibrox. So the players really didn't have that fear of losing. Mm. They had something to gain, of course. They had
they had that goal at the end of it, if they had to beat Rangers, and they would have been immensely proud if they then went on to confirm that record with another five games after that. But it takes on a slightly different feeling from a must win for both teams. It was never that. It was never a must win for both teams. So I stand by what I said at the time, and I stand by what I said now.
Was it not the case, Stevie, that we would always actually find out in time? Because had, and a lot changed over the summer, right, so that maybe flipped things, but had Rangers come out the traps flying this season and then beat Celtic in the most recent game, people maybe would have said, ah, see, it was a marker, you know, that was the monkey off the back, and we've learned how to beat Celtic and so on. But because that didn't happen, that's why people look back on the game last season and maybe say that it didn't count for much.
But at the same time, Big Ange always says we don't stop. So in my opinion, Beale had beaten a Big Ange on for when Celtic were 15 points in front, and I think it finished 13 points in front, which doesn't really say much for what Rangers done. But I think Rangers finished stronger in the league than what Celtic did, and then to come into this season and see what we've done. We're a new team, we his own team. I think it's time for Beale to just fall on the sword and go, because he's come in and he's with a team that had beaten the Rangers, and he's got a team that had beaten the Celtic, and now he's got a team that they just look as if they're not going anywhere.
Okay, I think I get where Stevie's coming from. That I thought there was a bit of a handbrake turn there, because it was like a pro Beale call, but he then wants him to fall on his sword. But I think Stevie believes Rangers did have the beating of Celtic last season, and now they don't, and therefore that's Michael Beale's fault. But Mark's obviously saying, well,
right, I'm not going to argue that case of beating the Celtic went on to win the treble. But where I do agree just now is, if you look at Rangers team finishing last season to the Rangers team starting just now this season, you've lost so much quality there for last season, and I don't think it's been replaced. Apart from, I think the goalkeeper Butland's been sensational. I think he'll go on to be a very, very good signing indeed. But the rest of them, and you can even take into Morelos, for instance, you can take into guys like Arfield, Ryan Kent, these sort of players that have gone. Now, have they been replaced? And when you replace them, you need better quality. That's what you're judged on. And that's why the board is supposedly saying, look, we're back to manager, this is what he's asked for, we've given him it, so he needs to start performing, the players need to start performing. So I can understand where he's coming from with that assessment of last season's team to this one.
Yeah, I would say so, just purely because what we've seen so far hasn't been good enough. I guess time will be the test of that. You know, if lots of Rangers fans on here will say that the team hasn't been given time to gel, and they will come good, and they're seeing, you know, players getting better as the weeks go on. Desser's been the main one, so I would give them a wee bit more time before I fully analyse what team's better, this team or the team last year. Because remember, the team at the end of the season, Morelos and Kent were getting so much stick for their performance level. So there was a lot of problems last year. Cantwell and Raskin were outstanding for them. Have they started as well as they finished last season? Well, not so sure they have. People were really looking at them to take up the mantle and pull the rest along with them. I think they're finding it as difficult as the rest of them this season, so time will tell on that one.
Thank you, Stevie. Nice to catch up with you. That was Stevie and Haghill on The Usual Number. Probably not quite got time to squeeze another call in, but of course you can get in touch with us tomorrow. We're always there on Twitter as well, at Clyde SSB, if you do want to put some points across to the guys. So let's try and finish off on this teaser then. We're looking for seven players. They've won the Champions League. They've got a Champions League winner's medal this century, and they've also played in Scotland at some point in their career. Can you name them? You've given me Edgaris Jankauskas somehow, Henrik Larsson, Giovanni van Bronckhorst, Andy Robertson, and Virgil van Dijk.
If Jankauskas was a hard one, I thought someone else played for Dundee. No.
No.
Did they play with Rangers?
Both of the ones you're looking for.
Pedro Mendes?
Yes.
Good shout. Oh, there you go. You were moaning about the competition. I was up against Champions League winners at the weekend.
Mm. Oh, at the Masters, yeah.
Aye. Okay. Yeah.
Pedro Mendes, well done. Which means one more.
And he was the Rangers.
Mm-hmm. He's won the Champions League twice in that period.
I've got it.
And he has got international honours as well.
Got it. Play the tune. We'll go in a high.
Who texts you?
How can someone text
me? Every night. I just love it. Wind them up.
Hold on, on his phone.
When did I look at my phone?
We're running out of time. I forgot to tell you a story for the other day, but I'll tell you
quick.
Another
time. You squeeze it in quickly.
See, one of the questions was what's the other name for the San Siro, and none of us knew it. Just coincidentally, he went on his phone and he starts going, "Is it called the Messiah or something?" I said, "I don't know what you're saying."
Oh,
I said, "Write it down," and he got it right.
Oh, incredible. Yeah. I would go to Burr.
It's not right.
Oh, no! Newman.
What international honours did they win?
Oh no. Right, okay. Goalkeeper?
No. AC Milan.
Gattuso.
Reno Gattuso.
Oh, he won the World Cup, didn't he?
There we go. Thank you, Mark and Gordon. We are back tomorrow night at 6 o'clock with Hugh Keevans and Kenny Miller, looking ahead to a big weekend, the return of domestic football. So make sure you don't miss out on that one. It was a pleasure to have your company. As always, we appreciate the calls and the tweets and the many, many, many of you who just listen hopefully enjoy what you're hearing. So we will do it from 6 o'clock again tomorrow. In the meantime, you might as well stay right there. Amber is in for Callum tonight. She's up next.